Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have a Bible question or some life issue you're dealing with and would like to discuss it, well, now's the time that you can reach out and reach right into the studio at 844-322-2742. That, of course, is good in the U.S. and Canada. We'd love to hear from you right now, again, at 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Boy, I sure was saddened over this weekend to hear the story of Kobe Bryant.
Yes,
and the wrecked helicopter, and he lost his life, his daughter Gigi, seven other people that were on that helicopter.
It's horrible.
Just the reality of death is all around us, and a tragic event like that really brings it into sharp and clear focus for every single one of us. And I know many people would be asking the question, you know, what would have happened to me if I had been on that helicopter? What would have been my eternal destiny?
Yeah.
And as I understand it, Kobe was in the Lord. He was in Christ, and which means the moment he took his last breath, he was absent from the body and present with the Lord. That is the hope of the gospel. And I pray for our listeners that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt where you're going, that when you take your last breath, and we're all going to die. I mean, that is the one thing man is never going to overcome, but God already has in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He has destroyed death, and he has destroyed it for us. So when we come to him by faith, these bodies of ours may die, but we're not going to die. We're going to go with the Lord. And we hope that you, as a listener, know that that's your destiny, that you know that you have hope in Jesus Christ, that you know that he is with you now, and that when you die, you're going to be with him forever.
Yes, indeed.
That's what this gospel message is all about. You know, Bob, researchers, scientists, all the folks that are trying to cure diseases and that sort of thing, a lot of the research that they're doing, the underlying reason they're doing it is to try to find an answer to death, to try to figure out how we can beat death. Well, it doesn't matter how much money is poured into that equation, how much research we do, how much knowledge we gain. Overcoming death is always going to be outside of our realm of knowledge. We're not going to have enough to figure out that problem. That's why we need to rely on God, the one who has power over death, who demonstrated that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there is an answer. It's already there. It's already been demonstrated.
Yeah.
And so we pray that you've connected to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and that when you take your last breath, you're going to know with utter confidence that you're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord.
And friends, if you'd like to discuss this, or if there's some other issue that's burning in your heart, we'd like to hear from you right now. You can call right in and speak directly with us right now if you're hearing the live broadcast shortly after 3 p.m. Central Time. The number 844-322-2742 is available for you right now, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this question that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yes, hi. My question is, I was reading through Exodus where Moses is talking to God on the mountain and then again in the tabernacle. And my question was, when he's talking to God, is he, you know, I know he's talking to Jehovah, but is that Jesus? Is he talking to God the Son, Jesus, or is he actually talking to God the Father? Thank you. Bye.
Well, I'm going to assume in that particular instance when God was talking to Moses that it was God the Father. I don't think we see any physical form that took place, so I would think it was just the Spirit of God talking to Moses from the burning bush and then from the top of the mountain. We know it's God. I mean, we see, for example, in Exodus 3, an angel of the Lord appeared to God. An angel just simply means one sent. in that particular instance. But when he talks to Moses, he gives Moses some information about who he is. He gives Moses his name, I am who I am. He attributes to himself qualities that are only attributable to God himself, omniscience, omnipotence, all of those sort of things. So we know that it's God. There's certainly other times in the Old Testament where we see an angel of the Lord speaking to various people. Sometimes it will, you know, the three people that appeared to Abraham and Sarah at the tent to tell them about the birth of Isaac and what that was going to be about. You know, who were those folks? Could that be the Father, Son, and the Spirit in that? But they were called angels of the Lord. So, yes, it was God speaking to Moses. We see that because of what he said about himself to Moses. Mm-hmm. Was that Jesus? The Bible doesn't really tell us. We can speculate, we can talk, and certainly this has been a discussion that's been had throughout the history of the church. Exactly who was that? Was that Jesus? Was that God the Father? Was that God the Spirit? Well, our God, the one that we worship, the one that has been revealed to us throughout the Old and the New Testament, is one God manifested in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. So we can try to distinguish which one, you know, spoke at any particular time. But when we get right back down to it, when it says that God spoke to Moses, we identify that as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes, indeed. Well, we appreciate hearing from this caller and all of those of you who write or call or however you contact us to pose a question to us here at Basic Gospel. And we have plenty of open lines for you right now at 844-322-2742. And while we await another call, Bob, friends, I have two questions I'd like you to consider to answer. I want you to really think about these two questions, and here they are. Question number one, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And number two, is Jesus the only way to God? Well, that first question about being filled with the Spirit, that might take a little thought. But question number two, friends, that's a simple yes or no. How did you answer those questions? Well, if you struggle with either of them, you can find answers among the videos Bob Christopher has posted on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. You can see them all when you visit basicgospel.net/YouTube. And there is a wealth of grace-filled teaching available for you right there, and it's all free. We hope you'll avail yourself of them and tell your family and friends about them. And again, you'll find those videos at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Another call that came in off hours. Bob, let's listen.
This is Joy from Northern California. I thank you so much for your program. I love it a lot. Listen every day to it. And I have a question that is found in Luke 21, verse 24. And it is about Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles till the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, I wonder, when is the time of the Gentile fulfilled? Is that when the rapture comes, or does it have to do with something entirely different? I anticipate your answer, and thank you for it. Bye-bye.
Well, Joy, thank you for that. This really comes from, you know, the final words that Jesus was giving to his disciples, his teaching, the Olivet Discourse. Much of that discourse recorded in Matthew and Mark and Luke really talk about the destruction of Jerusalem that was impending, finding its fulfillment in the destruction of the temple. And so that occurred in 70 AD. So that was the Gentiles trampling the Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. That was the Roman Empire coming in. Now, that was in fulfillment of what Daniel said about these four different empires that were to come, with the Roman Empire being the last. And Daniel talked about the fact that they were going to trample underfoot the nation of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, and then the kingdom would be established. Well, and we see that happening as far as Jesus is concerned. He ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and he established his kingdom through us, through you and me, through his body. And so that kingdom is here on earth today. We're a part of it. Yeah. As Paul said in Colossians, that we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of the Son he loved. Mm-hmm. So we're a part of that kingdom. Certainly Paul talked about that as he went about his missionary journeys. Yeah. He preached the gospel, preached the kingdom of God. So we see that. So it had some fulfillment in the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman Empire that took place, you know, in the 60s, you know, 62 A.D. all the way to 70 A.D. So there's a time period. So there's the trampling underfoot of Jerusalem. There's also a phrase in Romans chapter 11, which talks about the fulfillment of the Gentiles. It's kind of a different word there, but you can kind of merge these two thoughts together. There's going to be a time where the Gentiles rule over the area of Israel, and that's been going on for a long time until just recently. And in that, there was this hardening, as Paul talked about, as far as Israel was concerned. They rejected their Messiah, and that was part of the reason that judgment fell upon them in 70 A.D. Well, in that hardening, that gave really an open door for the gospel message to be received by the Gentile world. Now, God had always planned for the gospel message to go out to the Gentile world. But he wanted it to go out in a way in which the Gentile world would pay attention to it, would actually open their hearts to it. And if they felt like, if the Gentile world, if the Roman citizens of that day felt like it was specifically a Jewish message, then they wouldn't have been open to it. Why? Because they despised Israel. They despised the Jewish people. They despised the Jewish way of life. That's why they came in and crushed Jerusalem. That wasn't because they just felt like, hey, this would be something to do. No, yeah. That was out of hatred for the nation of Israel.
Intense. Yeah.
So if Israel had received their Messiah as a nation, then that would have hardened the hearts of the Gentiles toward the message. But God wanted to open up their hearts. So there was a temporary hardening of the hearts of the people of Israel and the fact that they rejected their Messiah. Now, that doesn't mean that individual Jews did not come to Christ.
Right.
When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added to the church. And
all
I think
the
that was just
were Jews. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all of that was 3,000 men. That doesn't account for the women and children. And the word of God started to spread all throughout Jerusalem and all throughout Israel. And then Paul came along and took it out into the world, to the Gentile world, and they received it. And I think this temporary hardening of the nation of Israel toward the Messiah opened the hearts of the Gentiles to receive the mercy of God mm-hmm. in the person of Christ Jesus. And so there's going to be a time where that's the majority of people who come. There's going to be a remnant that are going to come by grace as far as the Jewish people are concerned. And then there's going to be a time when God will cycle back or circle back to the nation of Israel.
Right.
And as he said, all of Israel will be saved. Now, that opens a can of worms as well, and we're not really going to open that today. So there's a time of the trampling of the nation of Israel, of the city of Jerusalem, that Luke was talking about, and I think that deals with what took place all the way through 70 AD.
Yeah.
There's a time of fulfillment for the Gentiles. That's the gospel going out to the Gentile world. Mm-hmm. That's happening right now. And when that last Gentile comes in, we're going to see some incredible things happen as far as the end times are concerned.
Joy, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you, and thanks for reaching out to Basic Gospel. Open lines, if it's quarter past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Friends, we invite you to join the live video stream of this program each day from either Facebook or YouTube. Now, you'll find direct links at the top of our homepage, that, of course, at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question that came in by email from Dave, and he says, the other day listening to your program, you had a sincere caller who asked about all those who had never heard the message about Jesus. I know this is in God's hands, Dave says, but it's a question we all struggle to answer because you must be born again. We've always just said that we trust a loving God to deal with that. Reading Hebrews 11:5 this morning for the first time saw the parallel in the Old Testament that could be applied to the New. Here, Enoch is taken up to be with God, and then the author proceeds to explain faith. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The picture I get is someone sitting on the side of a mountain looking out and honestly trying to figure out who this Creator is and how can I begin to understand him. Rewards and earnestly seek him are the words that jumped out at me. Enoch pleased God. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. This is a comfort to me and helps me explain our trust in a loving God. So that's not a question, but it's a comment. I think it's worthy of comment.
Well, most definitely. And that does get to the nature of faith. And faith is always tied to a person, the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so God has been revealing the story of his son from the very get-go.
Right.
This isn't a story that just came on the scene 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This has been the story from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So this plan of God to send Jesus into the world at the right time, to bear the sins of the entire world, to be buried and to be raised back to life, has been in the offing since before the creation.
Yeah.
So this has always been the plan of God. And so God has always told the story about the Son in human history.
Mm-hmm.
We see that in the beginning as far as, actually in the very first two verses of the Bible. In the beginning, God, we see the Spirit of God hovering above the waters, and then we see the Word of God speaking things into existence.
Right.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, all right there in the first two verses or first two or three verses of the Bible.
Yeah.
We see after the fall of man that there's the mention of the seed of the woman that was going to crush Satan's head. Well, who is that? That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. So the story of Jesus has been out there. And God is big enough to get the story concerning his son to anybody, anywhere, at any time,
yeah,
which is what he's been doing throughout human history. So there was some revelation to them that referenced the son. As far as Abraham was concerned, they said, through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. Abraham believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. Well, who was the seed? Jesus Christ himself. So God revealed the story of Jesus to Abraham. Not in the detail we have it, but there was this information about a seed, a promised child that was to come. Abraham believed him, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
Right.
So we know the story about Jesus has been out there. It's taken more and more detail as time has passed. Mm-hmm. And then when Jesus became flesh and blood, it became a full-blown story about Jesus. And now we look back on that story, and we trust that what he did at the cross was sufficient to take away our sins. The fact that he was raised back to life was the victory over death for you and me, so that we could experience everlasting life.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for posing your questions to us. We love hearing from our listeners, as I've said so many times. And friends, we put the messages from Bob Christopher's Top 10 series into a CD series that we would like to send you to say thank you for your gift of love and support for Basic Gospel before this Saturday. As Bob has explained through these 10 passages, he learned of his identity in Christ. He learned that the Christian life is not about what we do for God, jumping through a lot of hoops and being God's guy, but walking every day in the sure knowledge of what Jesus has already done for us, living our lives resting in a dependent relationship as children of God. We hope the same will be true of you as you listen through the top 10. Be sure to request your copy when you make your January gift to Basic Gospel by this Friday. Donate any time when you visit basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Bob, did we have a call that came in?
We do. Let's go and talk with Angela, listening to us on the Word today from Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hello.
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like you to explain Genesis chapter 3, talking about the creation, or it's talking about our salvation.
Well, Genesis 3 is really about the fall, isn't it? The serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he starts to have a conversation with Eve, and he twists the word of God. Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And we know the rest. Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They died spiritually that day. That's exactly what God had said would happen, that the day that you eat of that tree, you will die. Now, they didn't die physically. They didn't die soulishly. They died spiritually. And we see there were some things that were told, that the Lord told to the serpent. There were things that the Lord told to Eve. There were things that the Lord told to Adam. And we see there in verse 14 and 15, we see kind of the gospel being laid out for us. When God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This is the story of Christ Jesus, that he was going to come into this world. God was going to protect him, and he was going to carry out the will of the Father on your behalf, on my behalf, to die in our place, to take our sins in his body and become the sacrifice that was sufficient to set us free from sin and death, and to give us life everlasting. So we see in this passage kind of the prototype of the gospel message in its infant form, so to speak. And that's the story that God unfolded throughout the Old Testament and brought to its fulfillment in the new, with Christ becoming flesh and blood for you and me. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thanks for explaining that, and to all the others that are listening on this radio program at this time.
Well, thank you, Angela. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Let me put you on hold. I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'd love to send it to you just to say thanks for calling today, okay? You hang on.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from Angela and all of those of you who contact Basic Gospel with a question. I want to remind you that Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is available for you. You'll find it on the front page of our website at basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right there. Hope you'll take advantage of it. It's a wonderful book, and we hope you'll take advantage of that today, again, at basicgospel.net. Friends, thanks for being with us today for this edition. If you have questions you'd like us to address and can't get to us during the live broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail overnight at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And once again, thanks to everyone who supports this ministry with your love, your prayers, and with your gifts. And for this final week, when you make your gift, we'd like to say thanks for standing with us by sending you a copy of our latest CD series, The Top 10, Bob Christopher's very favorite passages that we went over just a few months ago on the Friday broadcast. We want you to have a copy of it. You can donate now or any time at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. And if you do that by this Friday, well, we would love to send you a copy of The Top 10. So again, that's basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and inviting you back again tomorrow for another edition, a live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.